All right, Rich, here we go.
Let's do it.
Texans.
The suspense is killing me.
Texans or Cowboys. Well, I heard the other two shows talking about this, and I do think this is a way to kind of look at the playoff picture in both conferences without doing what we did yesterday again, which is going, okay, well, the Texans are the 3 seed, and here are the games that matter. I feel like this is also an argument that matters to some people, maybe here more than in Dallas.
Yeah.
But we know that there is a rivalry, and it may be more one-sided a rivalry just because of Dallas having some rivalries that have been ingrained for the last 4 or 5 decades already, and the Texans being a fairly new team comparatively in the NFL. But if you had to pick one of the two teams to make a deeper playoff run, who would you take, the Texans or the Cowboys?
There are a lot of similarities between the two teams.
I think stylistically there are similarities.
I mean, take it all the way down to the fact that both picked up a wide receiver in midseason. I mean, Cooper has made a bigger impact than Demaryius Thomas, but both, you know, picked up an experienced, successful wide receiver in the middle of the season.
Cooper might win another Executive of the Year award for Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And that's not a reach.
He's one of the reasons I'm going to take the Cowboys in this question.
Okay. Right now,
I mean,
the
he's transformed that franchise. I don't think that's an overstatement.
So right now, the Texans are the 3 seed. He's transformed the offense for sure.
He absolutely has.
Right now, the Texans are the 3 seed, and quite honestly, probably locked into the 3 seed in the AFC.
And right now would host Baltimore.
The Cowboys are the 4 seed.
They'd host Seattle.
They would host Seattle in the first round. Interesting. Okay, so Seattle and Dallas in the wild card round. The Cowboys are probably a small favorite in that game. I would say probably. I think those are two pretty even teams on a neutral field, to be honest with you. Seattle might even be a little higher up the power ratings on a neutral field.
I think both home teams would be slight favorites in these scenarios.
I think the Texans would be a bigger favorite over the Ravens and the Cowboys would be over the Seahawks.
Maybe so.
Because if it's Lamar Jackson starting, Rich, if you're asking me, what component of these two games, Texans-Ravens and Cowboys-Seattle, do I trust the most?
Right.
What component do I trust the most? I trust Romeo Crennel against a rookie quarterback.
Right, but you're assuming that it's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I don't think that's a done deal, especially given Flacco's playoff success.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll take Romeo Crennel against Flacco, too. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But I think if Flacco's healthy, he stands a good chance of starting that game over Lamar Jackson.
Probably. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not scared of either quarterback with that team.
Okay, and I think that's justifiable. I think Amari Cooper is one of the reasons. I think statistically, if you compare, you know, the defenses in particular, the Cowboys, except in the area of plus minus, are top to bottom have had a better year out of their defense. I would take the Cowboys. It's not like it's a landslide. It's a debatable conversation. But if I had to choose one team and its chances of postseason success over the other, I would go slight lean Cowboys.
The second round game. See, I would go slight edge Texans only, Rich, because I think the Cowboys might be more susceptible to losing in that wild card round than the Texans would
maybe.
Be.
Also, more experienced quarterback, I'll throw in the mix.
For who? The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Dak's still a young quarterback. He's been to the playoffs before.
Exactly.
0-1, but he's been to the playoffs before. The Texans, I think, you know, some of it, it's a really interesting question because, boy, if the Texans draw the Colts in the first round, now all of a sudden I'm feeling worse about the Texans actually winning that first game.
No doubt.
Than I do the Cowboys. So yeah, there are some areas that you do need to kind of middle this thing and figure it out. I do think in the second round, let's pretend they both win that first round game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Texans traveling to New England, which has been a house of horrors for them. And you have the Cowboys traveling to New Orleans, who I think are going to be on peak notice with the Cowboys, given the fact that the Cowboys upset the Saints a few weeks ago.
I wouldn't pick either Texas teams to win either of those games.
I would
say the Pats will take care of the, if it's in New England, take care of the Texans. And New Orleans at home, I'm not sure New Orleans will lose at home in the postseason to anybody.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Texans because, one, I feel like they're going to wind up with a pretty favorable matchup in that first round game. You know, if you're telling me the pool of teams they could draw is a pool that is Baltimore Ravens, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Titans, and I'll throw the Broncos in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've played. They will have played all of those teams except the Ravens by the time the end of the season rolls around.
Yeah.
If I'm going to take my chances and go, okay, they're gonna play one of those 5 teams, I'll take my chances that the Colts aren't one of those teams and feel really good about the Texans winning that first round game against that team. I think also there's a factor too, Rich. Like, do we totally trust Jason Garrett now? Do we forget that 5 games ago, Jason Garrett was being talked about as the most likely coach to be fired when they were 3-5?
Yeah.
Does a month worth of football change how we view Jason Garrett? Which, let's face it, it's not, that was not just an 8-week thing with Jason Garrett. He's right. been viewed as a guy who should be on the hot seat for years now with the Cowboys. So do you trust him in a situation where he's playing a home game against a team who's as good or maybe slightly better in terms of overall talent and at the quarterback position? Well, I take Wilson over Prescott at the quarterback position as well.
Last night's
interception notwithstanding.
When you say, do you trust him, if we're saying it in the context of versus Bill O'Brien, it's almost a push for me. I mean, Bill O'Brien is you know, he's got some playoff success against, what was it, Connor Cook?
Yeah. I don't really count that game as one where you go, boy, O'Brien really chess moved his way into that game.
I guess what I'm saying is it feels to me like both guys get second-guessed on their decisions about at the same rate.
That's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah. I'll take the Texans, and you're taking the Cowboys. All right, so what are we betting on this? How much?
No, we're not betting.
Oh, come on, Rich.
It's not going to happen.
Come on. A sandwich. Something.
Sure, a sandwich is fine.
All right, there we go, a sandwich. Did you hear that? B-Mac, can you mark the audio on that?
4:46 on a Tuesday, December 11th.
A sandwich of our choice. All right,
down at the deli.
Oh, he threw in of our choice.
Yeah.
He's going to go to like Fleming's and get some...
No, I'm going to do the old Landry Locker B&B Butchers. I'm going to let you choose whatever sandwich you want too, Rich.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. I didn't say a sandwich of my choice and then I get to pick your sandwich. Right. I'm going to take the lobster roll from Mainly Sandwiches. Rich, I'm going to choose yours. It's bologna and white bread. Yeah, there we go. All right, 713.
I'm going with one of those 8-footers, one of those party sandwiches.
Oh, love me a party sub. You don't see the party sub very much anymore.
You don't, that's true.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. If you have thoughts on what Rich and I were just discussing.
How could you not?
Feel free to get in. Yeah, no kidding. So the Texans basically pigeonholed into the 3 seed right now. Go Steelers. Go Steelers this
Big
weekend.
Time.
Crazy as it is, as bad as the Vikings have been the last 2 weeks, they are still the 6th seed in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
That's how bad the NFC is.
Right. Last night's outcome didn't impact anything for them.
6-6-1, which in a way means, man, the Eagles could even lose to the Rams this weekend, and they still have reason to live in week 16.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that wouldn't be the case. What's your biggest concern, if anything, about the Jets this weekend?
I really like the way Sam Darnold looked, especially late in the game. But again, rookie quarterback versus rack probably shouldn't be a huge area of concern.
Would you be more concerned? I know my answer to this. I'm curious yours. Would you be more concerned if they were playing Josh McCown or Sam Darnold?
Probably Josh McCown.
Yeah, I would too. I feel like Josh McCown would get back there and do his, you know, his little 90-year-old quarterback things, like pick away at the scab all day long.
Darnold could turn out to be the guy the Jets hope he'll be, but he's still a rookie right now.
Yeah, and I get starting Darnold. Like, you're 4-9. He's the future.
Totally.
These bumps he's going to take these next few games are all things you hope he learns from. But I think McCown, I would be curious what real odds makers would say the upgrade or downgrade would be if McCown were starting this instead of Darnold. You know how certain quarterbacks are worth X amount of points based on their backup, Rich? I wonder if the Jets would be even or maybe even an upgrade. In other words, the Texans are like a 6.5-point favorite right now. I wonder if they announced that Darnold, you know, has a stress fracture in his leg and McCown's going to start this Sunday. I'm not so sure that the Texans wouldn't become like a 5.5-point or a 5-point favorite in that game.
Well, the forecast is for a 90% chance of rain.
Yeah.
During the game on Saturday. I'll be honest with you, Sean. I have a hard time finding what you're asking for, a reason to be worried about this game. Now, I know it doesn't mean that
there's your reason.
Right.
That there's no reasons. There's your reason.
Right. Honestly. I mean, okay, maybe you could say the Jets pass defense because Jamal Adams is a pretty good player at safety, but you know what? If there's a 90% chance of rain, they might run the football 40 times this game.
Yeah, they might. O'Brien actually said earlier today, and maybe we'll hit some of this audio in the top 5 at 5, he called Jamal Adams today in his press conference, Rich, one of the top 5 defensive players that he has faced in his entire time as a Houston Texans head coach.
Ooh, that seems a little...
That seems aggressive.
Over the top, yeah, aggressive.
That seems, you know, this has me now mentally going through all the teams that the Texans have played. Like the Texans,
he's a very good player.
The Texans have faced every team in the NFL now, by definition, through Bill O'Brien's time here. He's been here five some odd years.
No, now we got to go through the list,
right? So that he's what he's saying is Jamal Adams is one of the five best defensive non-Texans.
It's high praise
in the NFL in the last 5.5 years.
Yeah,
he's really good. He's really good. I don't know that he's top five.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he is the biggest reason to be concerned. I don't know. I mean, they've got a bunch of injuries at running back, so
Their top three running backs aren't even practicing right now.
They all missed practice today, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
So they're going to run the Wildcat with Sam Darnold, it sounds like.
Safe to say, I like the Texans' chances in this game.
Okay, would you lay the 6.5?
Now, I'm not that confident.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
I think they're going to win by more than a touchdown. I can't bet the Texans on the road in cold weather.
Me neither. No. Cold and wet? No.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like low scoring, dominated by the ground game.
Yeah. I'm not that scared about these next two opponents. I'm scared about the situation they're walking into with these next two games. Like, yeah. I think on paper, I think they're better than the Jets, obviously. I think they'll do fine against the Eagles. If you played this game on paper, knowing what the Eagles have been this year, knowing how banged up the Eagles are in their secondary, we saw what Amari Cooper did to them last week. I would expect DeAndre Hopkins to have a big game against the Eagles secondary in a couple of weeks as well. And I trust Deshaun Watson in a road game like that more than I would trust Dak Prescott. And Dak has done just fine against the Eagles in both games they played against the Eagles this year.
Eagles secondary is a mess.
It's a mess.
Right,
that's what I was just saying. Yeah. But it's the situation, right? I mean, you're going up and back to the East Coast twice in December, right before the holidays. That's a tricky situation. Cold weather. Can't really simulate that unless you turn the Methodist bubble into like a meat locker or something.
Right.
Like that. That was funny when O'Brien yesterday was like, well, we're going to practice outside. You know, the weather hasn't been that great here lately, so we're going to practice outside. It's like, it was like 58 and sunny yesterday. Like, I get it that we're all cold with that, but...
Yeah, they practiced outside today. I think it was in the low 60s.
Yeah, not really a great facsimile of what you're going to be walking into.
I guess you can point out that they've got an extra day between those two trips to the East Coast.
That helps. I mean, the flip side is you have one less day here traveling to a road game, but at least it's the Jets on the front end and the Eagles on the back end. I would not like it if it were flipped around. So we'll see how that goes. All right.